and welcome to episode 56 of the Main Yarn Podcast. I'm Julie.
And this is Jen.
And happy end of summer.
Hey.
I feel sad that I said end of summer. Oh, well.
Beginning of fall.
Yeah.
I have a sweater I can wear.
It is the beginning of fall, so, or beginning of autumn if you're somewhere else. So, we have a whole set of topics for you today, and I'm just, while I quickly try to change the font color, let's go through and figure out what we're talking about today.
All right. Let's start with a finished object.
Okay, and then let us talk about what we're working on.
And what we want to work on next.
We'll have some shop talk.
Maybe a catastrophe.
We also have out and about.
Sweet.
We do.
That's different. And then we'll have a contest winner.
Yay. Glad that worked out.
Yes. All right.
I figured out how to change the font size while we were talking, but luck of the draw, it ended up being me anyway. So thanks for rolling for that.
Cool.
All right. So all right. What have you been... No, what do you have for finished objects? Because I have to admit, I have zero finished objects.
I have a finished object that, according to Ravelry, I started last October. Yeah. So this is my Kiki.
Nice.
It is a very big cabled cardigan with little secret pockets because I sewed fabric in to make the pockets. So when you look in the pockets, it's this fabric I got that was, I think I got this up in Searsport. It's kind of a light gray blue with seahorses and ship wheels on it. So it's just like, you don't see it when I'm wearing it until like I pull the pocket down and then whoop, little seahorse pops out and says hello.
And it's got to be a whole lot lighter than if you knitted the pockets.
Yes. So a little bit less, but there's nothing really too light about this because it's a lot of worsted weight yarn. This is Quince Owl in the tawny colorway, and I'm just in love with it. It's cabled and half ribs. I don't remember what this is called. So it's
broken rib.
Yeah, probably. So if you were knitting it flat, if you're knitting in the round, yeah. So every other row is just plain knitted, and then the opposite rows are knit pearls.
Yeah.
So
broken rib is what I've heard that, but that always sounds very dangerous. I try to avoid broken ribs when I can.
So yes, it's got these little double cables down the side and these big horseshoe cables on the front and down the back. Nice. But yeah, I love it. And the sleeves, of course, I somehow made a little too long again. So I get to roll them up.
Cool.
So yeah. So I was super excited. And then I was thinking about like, how long would it have actually taken me if I didn't like work on hundreds of other things in the meantime. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, because I didn't want to work on that in the heat of summer with it laying on my lap.
But it's a fairly big needle, right?
So yeah, I think I did that on a 7.
Yeah.
On worsted weight. So yeah. And Owl is a combination of wool and alpaca, I believe. So it's got a nice little kind of fuzz halo to it. Yeah. It's just very kind of rustic looking, and I love it for this giant cardigan that I'm going to wrap up in all winter long.
Yeah, nice.
I wish I could
wear it now. I'm not even wearing yarn today.
Oh my goodness.
No, so bad.
But it's nice. So we've got 63 is the high here in my town today, and then it's going to get even cooler tomorrow. So I might wear it for more than 10 minutes.
Yeah, more knitwear.
Yeah.
More knitwear on the horizon is the plus side.
Yeah. Yes, it's knitwear season.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So that that was your finished object, which is a huge finished object. So
yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Was it, right? No, you're not going to make me feel even worse by having.
No, okay. That was all. That was enough. And you're not supposed to feel bad.
I can't help it. So what are you working on right now that that's done?
Well, my other big project I've been pushing through is the summer sorrel. Mm-hmm. And this I'm knitting out of our retreat colorway that we had done for our summer retreat. So you can't get this color ever again. But a secret is that it's on the base that is Kojiko from Jaggerspun. Mm-hmm. Or however that word is said. So you could get a similar sort of look with that yarn. It's just a fingering weight yarn. And the colors on the video are not doing it justice. Like, the colors here are so pretty. There's, just greens and other shades of green and teals and purples. And yeah. they just make me smile. I do a cross and it brings a teal stripe over a purple stripe, and I'm just like, oh, so nice.
I have some here too.
Yeah.
Reminds me, that's what I'm going to work on right now.
Nice. So, yeah, this is the Summer Sorrel by Wool and Pine, I believe.
Who also did the Sea Glass too?
Right? Yes, the same designer as Sea Glass. So it comes with a lot of great tutorials. That make it easy to get through this. And I'm almost done with the kind of design in the yoke. And then basically what, oh no. All right, Julie just held up yarn barf. Once you get through the design in the yoke and you break it off for the sleeves, then the rest is just reverse stockinette all the way down. And she suggests you just turn it inside out and just knit the whole thing. So the rest of the body should go super fast. And I'm excited for that.
That's a good topic, though. I think I purl faster than I knit.
Really?
Am I alone in that?
I think you are.
I think my friend Emily said the same thing when she was learning to knit, that purl was easier. But huh. After all these years, even, I still think I purl faster than I knit.
Weird.
Yeah.
Sorry, what is that?
I think I talked about it in the Natastrophes last time, but if I didn't, this is my special, can only get it once, colorway that Nigel, my puppy, got into.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, it's bad, isn't it?
It is bad.
I will say, I think I'm pretty good at dealing with knots and things. Like, you know, I was helping you the other day.
Yeah.
Like but this is not a project I relish.
And don't do that while you're podcasting. I thought you were going to knit with it, not while you're working. What are you going to knit with it when you're done?
I haven't decided. So... yeah, I haven't decided yet, but I only have one skein, so might be socks.
Yeah.
Could be socks. There's a good chance it'll be socks. Whatever I decide, there's a good chance it'll be just socks.
It is sock yarn, so you're probably good there.
Yeah. Yeah. If it, you're just trying to encourage me to keep going with this because it looks like it's an impossible task, right?
Oh, yeah, you definitely can get it done. I have no doubt there.
Anyway, sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. Just sort of depressing.
Yes, it is. anyway, so...
what are you working on? Yeah, aside from de-tangling.
So I had to put it aside. So one thing is I do have this little splint for my finger because I've been working on an extracurricular project.
Yeah.
Where I fell over into a wall. it's fine. I got it x-rayed. It's not broken. It just bothers me a bit. So that's probably my excuse, but I've also had this extracurricular project that's taken all my time recently.
Yeah.
So I haven't really been knitting very much, but I have done a little bit on my Sea Glass tee, which I still love, which we were just talking about. It's the same designer. So I have worked on that a little bit, but not enough that I'm feeling silly if I bring it out and show you, because it's going to be almost look exactly the same as last time. I probably did two rounds.
Fair enough.
So what else have you been working on?
Oh, let's see. So I've got my cashmere cowl that I think I started last time. This is using Lang's Cashmere Dreams because they made it in this gorgeous teal color. And it's just really fine. And you hold it up to the light and you can see like every imperfection in my knitting. I mean, and it's not bad, but like every little like thing,
Yeah.
I can see it. Nobody else is going to, and they're all going to block out. But anyway, it's a double loop cowl. So I've got four skeins of this delicious cashmere. I've got two in the darker teal color and then two in this like mint green color.
Yeah.
Man, my lighting is terrible today.
But then
The mint green color is called 91, in case you were interested in that level of detail. There's no names on Lang. And
why is it called 91?
90, because they just number them. And then
Oh.
here's the teal. This is 74.
I
So
thought it was a reference to something that happened in 1991.
I don't think so. That would be cooler though. But no, it's just 91 and 74. Or you could grab two different colors. And it just makes this really pretty, like luxurious double loop cowl
Nice.
out of cashmere that you would just never want to take off.
That's
So,
great.
yeah. How about you? What else have you been working on?
So the other thing, don't have socks going right now. Isn't that weird?
What?
But I'll explain why later.
Okay.
But the other thing that's easy to carry around is my Pearside cardigan, so I still have that on there. I'm pretty sure I did a little bit more on that. The sea glass tee and the Pearside, they're big projects, but they're pretty easy to carry around and pick up and put back down. Especially the Pearside, because it's just cable for a really long time. But
Yep.
finally getting somewhere with it. I'm getting almost to the arms, so that'll be cool.
Nice.
How about you? Got other stuff going on too, right?
Just one other. That's how I was able to finish that sweater. I was sort of strict with what I was working on. But I picked up the cowl design that I started at the retreat again. So this is out of little fox fennec, which is just lovely, very round and bouncy, sort of a w worsted weight wool in some gorgeous colors. So
Let's go on a tour.
Okay, where are we going?
I just decided I'm going to move to the place where I should be sitting while we're talking about knitting.
Oh, so it's not something that the people.
No. So here's your
Aw,
puppy
puppies.
sleeping. So cute.
So the audio listeners will miss the view of your puppies.
So there was just two gorgeous puppy dogs.
Yeah.
So this, I don't know how well you're going to see it. This is my new knitting nook that we've talked about before, but I don't think I showed it before, but I have
Yeah.
this beautiful chair, just a
That just looks
recliner.
cozy.
Yeah, and then this mess here.
Ah.
It's really cool. So these I told you I had a numbered system, right? So
Yeah.
I know what's in each of these drawers. This is
Yep.
my knitting area.
I like
And then
that.
this basket of mess.
That
It needs to be put away. But because you're talking about little fox, it reminded me that I have that over here. So I'll
Nice.
refer to that later.
All
So I'm
right.
going to stay here for a little bit.
In your knitting nook.
Yeah.
It looks cozy and bright.
Yes. It is. And you recline. There we go.
Sweet.
Okay.
Don't go to sleep on us.
No. Might happen. This feels a whole lot better.
Yes.
I'm sitting in my work area before.
Do you still have your notes there, though?
Do I have my notes? No, I'll have to go back.
Because that's, I think it's time for a word from our sponsor.
Oh, I have that
Oh, okay.
memorized, but
Oh, all right.
so word from our sponsor. Our sponsor is Knitwit Yarn Shop in Portland, Maine, which has been a favorite knitting destination for locals and visitors since 2004. And you can find us online too. www.knitwitportland.com is where you can shop the store virtually, wherever you are, and explore some fun project ideas. Just click on shop to get to the online store. Also, follow them on Instagram at Knitwit Yarn Shop or Facebook at Maine Knitwit. And of course, Maine is with an E.
Sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome. The puppy dog followed me, so anyway, that's a little treat for our YouTube viewers. Great.
All right. What are we up to next?
Sorry, you're gonna have to figure
Sorry, I'm just jumping
it
ahead and trying to pick a winner for our contest because I realized
Oh,
we didn't do that before we started. So anyway, back to where we are in the outline. We are talking about what we want to work on next.
yeah, Nigel just wants to be attention hog. So, what I want to work on next, I will start because this is very dangerous. This is Nigel who destroyed that yarn, by the way.
He's there to help put it back.
Yeah, no, Nigel, no. Let me just grab this. So this is the Little Fox yarn that I'm going to use for my cowl design. So that's
Ooh.
definitely on the list for me.
Yeah.
And I just love it. So Little Fox, and see how he wants to get it, Ral. This
Yeah.
is Vixen, not Fennec.
Yeah.
Those
Vixen
colors.
is so pretty.
I love these colors together.
And that's the fingering white version.
It is, right?
Nice.
Yes, fingering weight. 80% superwash merino, 20% silk.
Woo.
Yeah.
Nice.
They're just gorgeous. So I can't wait
Awesome.
to do that.
Yeah. And what are you designing out of that?
That's going to be the cowl. So from the class we took with
Alicia Plummer.
Alicia Plummer, I was just
Yeah.
going to say my name for some reason, with Alicia Plummer this summer. So I've got it all written down, and I think I want to make a slight twist to it. So I just need to sit down and do that once I'm
Yeah.
done with my extracurricular project, which is
I
going to
did
be
need to
fast.
get to continue. I needed to grab my knitter's graph paper.
Yep.
So for people who aren't aware, the graph paper is generally squares, right? Knitter's graph paper is rectangles going
Yeah.
a long way, so they look like they've been stepped
The size
on.
of your stitch, basically.
Yes, because a stitch is not perfectly square. It is wider. No, it is taller than it's wide.
Yeah.
So the graph paper goes the other way to make up for it, so that if you draw something on the knitter's graph paper and then knit it, it will look the way your drawing did. Because the first section of mine I did just on regular graph paper,
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's kind of smushed out more than I was expecting, but it doesn't look bad. So
Yeah,
that's a,
that
if
knitter's
you
graph
do want to
paper is
design
great.
something that is supposed to look like something, or you just want to keep your dimensions consistent, that's the way to do it, is to grab something called knitter's graph paper.
Yeah, I have it too. I like it.
Yep. All right. So next thing I want to work on, now that I got that sweater done,
To show off.
is another cardigan. This is the Spark cardigan by Andrea Mowry. And I haven't counted it as started yet, but I have swatched for it because I wasn't exactly sure how the swatch was going to come out. So what I did, let me find my, no, there it is. Anyway, this is my base is going to be, what yarn is this? Juniper Moon Fibers in the Santa Cruz Organic Merino in the ivory color. So it's just a nice squishy white. It would be perfect if you were just going to make like a fisherman's rib sweater or something, a cabled sweater, the kind of the traditional New England sort of sweater. Gorgeous for that.
A fisherman's broken rib sweater if he fell over on the boat. Yeah.
Anyway, it's just gorgeous wool. But the Spark cardigan, I think she did it with spin cycle yarns, which are kind of hard to get a hold of. And so instead, I'm doing mine with Feederbrook Farms Entropy DK. So I am using the Nebula colorway, which is purples and greens and the exact same colors I just noticed in a different mix-up that I love from my summer sorrel.
You know what
A
color she
little more
was.
summer, a little more greens on the summer sorrel and a little more purples here. But either way, it's very much like a Maine tourmaline kind of a color that I'm in love with. Yeah,
Or
see?
like this.
Matching. So this is a DK though, and her pattern calls for two worsted weight yarns. So I was a little worried, but I tried it anyway because I love the way they look together, and I got it right on the first try.
And remind me, because this is something that's will not stick in my head, is DK supposed to be thicker or thinner than worsted?
Thinner.
Yeah, so I was gonna guess, but with my Pearcide, I'm using DK instead of worsted, but because I'm a loose woman, it works out better. I mean, a loose knitter.
Nice. So these worked together well. I think this is a slightly thicker. This is on the slick thicker side of worsted. No, the thinner. Maybe it's the thicker
I've
side of
confused
worsted.
you. Now I've confused
Yes.
you, haven't I?
And
Sorry.
so I think together they worked out just fine. So I don't know if you think that that's a little bit like the colors recede at all. I don't think so. I'm gonna love the way it comes out.
Yeah, but it looks like, so it's not stripes, right? But that's because it's a variegated yarn
It's not
and
stripes because these rows here are not the other
oh, they're
color.
not.
Right.
Okay.
So yeah, so this is a it's color work. It's knit one with each color, but then every few rows it's a row of just the base color. Kind of breaks it up a little bit. So the Spark cardigan is made up a lot of that, and then on the bottom there's like a design in the color work. This color shifts over time. So in this swatch, you've got a lot of the maroons, but then we'll purples.
And it's
Then we'll
almost like one of them disappears. That's what I was getting confused about. It looks like one of the colors disappears because it's not just a perfectly.
Nope. It does well. There's a little bit of white in it, so it might look like
Yeah,
it fades a little bit.
it's the
But there
white.
are definitely rows of the main color
Yeah.
in between the rows that are one by one.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
But I think that'll look cool,
Yeah.
the way they come together. So yeah, this Entropy DK, super popular in our shop too. It's just really nice yarn. It's from Feederbach Farm in, I'm going to get it wrong. It is it's a one woman shop, basically her farm, and then she dyes it and spins it, and 100% blue faced luster from her farm, so somewhere in the US, which
I'm going to say Connecticut.
I'm thinking either Virginia-ish or like Wisconsin slash Michigan area. And I think I'm just getting my different yarn vendors confused, so I apologize.
Didn't find yarn. No, Entropy Yarns.
Feederbrook Farm, feederbrook.com.
Getting there.
I'm super excited to cast this on now that I finished that sweater. I made myself wait. So I don't know if I should make myself wait till I'm done with the summer sorrel too, but that just feels like a lot to me.
Maryland.
Okay.
Maryland.
That's sort of that Virginia type area.
Yeah, it is. It's right
Yeah.
next to it.
Thank
Or
you.
if you're from England, it's Maryland. It
Yes.
is.
But I am not, so we're good.
They're going to go
Maryland. Maryland.
Maryland.
Like America. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I
Maryland.
what?
It is spelled Maryland, to be
It
clear.
is. So that's what I want to work on. And
Okay.
I am excited to do that.
Cool. Yeah, you're instilling some excitement in me. I've lost my mojo this month, but there's been a lot going on, so
Yeah.
we'll get there.
Probably because we skipped trivia this week.
That's why. Yeah, I was wondering why I didn't get any text saying that you came in
We
first.
were all exhausted. None of us went.
Yeah. Oh, next week. Okay, cool. So where are we on our plan?
What we're going to work on next.
Yo, that's it.
You got
Okay,
your shawl
cool.
design you talked about?
Yeah, I talked about that. So sock designs. So I'm not making you feel bad, but at some point I've gotta borrow your yarn or
Yes.
steal your yarn because my sock design that is super secret requires a very specific type of yarn that I can either go and find or I just know that Jen has it
We got to
already.
come over and come get
I
it.
know, I know, I
Bring your
know.
puppy. We'll have a puppy play date.
Oh yeah. Okay. We'll have to do that.
Okay, I'm
You'll be
here.
So yeah, I've got to do that. That's been holding me off from a pair of socks, which is stupid because I can start a regular pair of socks. It doesn't have to be that kind.
Yeah.
But that's partially why I haven't done my socks yet.
Okay.
But there will be socks. There
Yay.
will always be socks. How about you? What else do you want to work on?
Oh, my next three have been on my list before, so I'll just cruise through them really quick. I didn't want to take them off my list though, because I do still run want to work on them. Obviously my master hand knitting certification, it's just sort of been taking a back seat doing two jobs. It's exhausting me lately. There's also my V back tee in DK that I talked about that I want to use the wool and cotton yarn from Madeline Tosh to see if that's something I want to carry. It's sort of my big test. And then the Sweet Georgia sail shawl kit, which continues to sell really strong in the shop, which has been great, but I snagged one for myself before they all disappeared. And yeah, so sail, SAIL. So it's meant to be like, a sailboat. A lot of garter stitch, but just gorgeous colors, and one of them has a little bit of sparkle to it. So, just something to keep you interested and have fun with when you have time that you can knit, but not pay super attention to the knitting, like when you're in a meeting or something, for example.
Yeah, say you're in a Zoom meeting for work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right up.
Not that I would know anything about that, but I've heard more people say that in the shop lately, that they like to knit like below the screen on their Zoom meetings. So
Yep,
it's all right.
I
We
feel
should
like
just make it a normal thing.
yeah. Normalize knitting during Zoom meetings.
Yes,
There we go. That's a
please.
campaign we can get behind.
Nice.
Right.
All right, shop talk.
Yeah, shop talk.
Shop talk. So we mentioned this before, but mentioning it again, scheduling our retreat. Got it on the calendar for 2022. If you don't want to miss out on the gorgeous retreat colorway, that who knows what it'll be next year. We'll see. But we'll be doing that. We're gonna get some amazing teachers. We're gonna be back on the shore in Maine, and so much fun. I can't wait. So, anyway, more details in a few months. But for now, just mark those days on your calendar so you don't plan another thing. And make sure you're there because you're not going to want to miss this one.
Oh, this will be great.
Yeah.
It was so much fun this year.
Yeah. I just want to go back. Maybe just go back to that campground and just spend a weekend. Just.
Just spend a weekend detangling my.
You could. As long as you're sitting there staring at the ocean, I think it's okay to detangle. And
Hopefully find an end.
yay, an end is a good place to start.
That may be the name of this
Yeah, the end is a
podcast.
good place to start, or a end. A end is what I actually said, but
An end. You said it
and
correctly.
end. Okay, sorry.
Sorry. No, you said it correctly, though. I just want to give you credit.
Okay. Anyway, I think that's it for shop talk. We got to get you back in there. We got these cute little name tags. Katrinkles made us name tags for the shop,
Nice.
so they're adorable. I feel like really, official now, and we got one for you, so you should come in and wear them. Yay! Yeah.
Picture time too.
What's that?
Picture time. You got to take pictures with all the
Yeah.
name tags.
Yep.
Cool.
It'll work on that.
Okay.
So I have one catastrophe today,
Oh,
and it involves my sweater.
no. But you came out of it okay.
Well, yeah, I left it. I have a bad cable cross on this pocket.
Oh.
And see, so all the way down, it's doing these 3x3 crosses, and then boom, I did one backwards right on the pocket. And it's like almost centered there.
It's all
And it
too
would be
much to do.
fine if the other pocket wasn't right, where it does the cross the correct way. But I theoretically could have ripped out the binding and dropped these back and then recrossed and dropped it down. But man, that would have been a lot of work. And I don't know, it kind of makes it look unique.
Is it knit top down or bottom up?
Yes, top down.
So when you got to the pocket, was it top down?
Yes.
So when you say rip out the binding, you mean the top of the pocket?
No, I mean the bottom of the sweater and go up.
Why wouldn't you just go from the top of the pocket and down?
Because then it would be backwards. That wasn't the way I knit it.
So it was bottom up.
No. It was top down.
Top down. Yeah, I got it. I got it.
So I'm
Yeah.
leaving it
Yeah.
because it makes it a unique sweater.
I think you should make it a feature and maybe even embroider like a J, because
Oh.
it's almost like it's a shield.
I
You know,
kind of thought it
circle.
looked like an owl.
Or eyes and a beak.
Put a couple of eyes on it. Chuck thought it looked like a pen holder because you could see the hole. You know how like a cable doesn't close all the way? It's blocking and he sticks his finger in there. I'm like, stop, you're gonna make the holes bigger. It's like, no, you could hang your pen from that.
Yeah.
I am an actuary, but I don't need a pocket protector.
Pocket protectors.
This would be anti-pocket protector. This would be a pocket destroyer.
Funny.
Anyway, that's my catastrophe.
Oh, well, it still looks great. I
Thank
think
you.
it looks like it was on purpose.
Yeah, it makes it unique. So you have an out and about
I have an out and
segment for
about.
us.
Yeah, so this is actually going back a little bit because this was in July, but I think I forgot to say it when we were last talking. So I got to go on vacation to Colorado. A friend of ours lives out there. And while I was there, I of course had to look up local yarn stores. And I could have gone to one that you've been to before, which is like a yarn and sewing store.
Fancy Tiger Crafts.
Empty Tiger Craft. So I almost went there.
Yep.
But then this other place caught my eye. And this other place, and I have to tell you about it because I can't believe I forgot. This other place is called Blazing Star Ranch.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm out in the West, you know, I'm out in the Wild West
Right.
of America. And there's a place called Blazing Star Ranch. I absolutely have to go and visit this. So
Yeah.
I'm picturing in my head that we're going to pull up to some dusty path and there's going to be steer and, you know, and horses like all
Yeah.
over it, which wasn't what it was at all. It was basically in a strip mall. But that's because this was the vendor outlet for the actual Blazing Star Ranch,
Ah.
which someday I really want to visit because I think it's exactly like it is in my head. And they spin, and there's probably sheep wandering around. And they had a lot of batting and not batting, bats. They had a lot of actual undyed, unspun yarn type stuff, of
Nice.
which I do not know the lingo clearly. So it
There's
was.
lots of different names depending on what it is exactly. But
So
yes.
it was like a weaving store and a knitting store, and they had a surprisingly large selection of yarns as well, and a lot of stuff about weaving. So I actually bought myself this book, which I can read just about from where I'm sitting, because I'm in my knitting nook. And it's embarrassing, but it's called Weaving Made Easy. It's basically weaving for dummies. But
Okay.
again, I need to get my weaving mojo back because I've woven once. I
Yep.
have a loom. I need to just do it. So this is just step by step, some kind of basic projects. So hopefully
Nice.
that's going to be coming soon. But the store itself, again, it is quite an experience because you walk in and they share the space with a vacuum dealer.
Okay.
So I'm sure there's a bunch of us women mostly, right, walking in for either store, looking for either. And you kind of have to walk through the vacuum place. And I can tell the sales was like, does she look like she's here for a vacuum or does she look like she's here for a car? But you know, they do kind of go together.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to the cleanup. But no, I was there for the yarn and that half of the store Again, it was amazing how much you could fit in that store space,
Right.
because it's basically half of a large store, and then lots and lots of yarn and weaving materials and an interesting selection of yarn. So I just speak up for Blazing Star Ranch. If you can get out there, when else are you going to be able to say that you went into a yarn store that was also a vacuum store? It really was amazing, and the people there were very friendly and really helpful.
Nice.
So
All right. Well,
if you can't be in Maine and going to Nitwit, then go to Colorado and go to Blazing Star Ranch.
all right. Or do both. Just
Oh.
probably not on the same day.
Yeah.
That would be tricky.
It would.
All right. So we have a contest. And just to remind people what somebody will be winning. So this is from Dun Roving. This is three skeins from Dun Roving, unlabeled, because I got them from a like a grab bag sort of a situation, and I have not had a chance to use them. So I'm passing along the love. We've got this chunky looking thick and thin yarn that is some bright oranges, yellows, and pinks.
This is what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, maybe you'll win. I don't know that you're eligible.
I don't think I'm eligible.
And then two yarns that look sort of fingering weight, a pink that's a little fuzzy, and then a pink, green, and yellow brights again, that looks pretty tightly spun, but they could go together nicely for something.
Nice.
And our winner is JJ, OMG 72 PFM. Who says, hello, first time listening and glad I found y'all. Just moved to Portland, so I'm excited to find this podcast and the group. So
Yay.
welcome, JJ.
Yeah, welcome. I'm
Yeah.
glad you found us too. JJ, that's amazing. Jennifer Julie. You'll have to tell
There
us
you
what that
go.
stands for. Or
Maybe it's
Julie.
us.
Yeah.
It's our
No,
secret.
that
We entered our own contest.
So what should JJ do to get the yarn?
Yes, he should contact one of us. He can.
He, she, they. So don't know, do
Yes, it says they, he.
we? Okay.
So he should write to us and. Sorry,
And give
I'm
an
losing my
address.
mind. Yes, we need
Give
an
an address,
address. Or
or
if you
just
just love to come to the shop, just let me know when you'll be there. I'll leave it at the shop for you. Or we can mail it to you. So either way is great. Just contact me at info@knitwitportland.com. Let me know you won the August, September contest. I can't even remember where I am anymore. I think it's lunchtime. I need to go eat my lunch. We will have these three skeins waiting for you.
Yeah, and not just because you have an awesome name, JJ, that we love. But yeah, that's wonderful. Welcome to Portland.
I
What a
used
great
the
way to
random
move
number
to Portland.
generator and picked you. So,
Yeah. What a great
congrats.
way to move to Portland and to win a contest. So,
Yeah,
congratulations.
and win some main yarns. So,
Yes.
speaking of main yarns, sounds like you've come to the end of another main yarn. So,
There's the end of another
oh,
year.
look at that. You've got a tiny little ball of un.
It's
You'll
going
be fine. It'll be
to
very either maddening or soothing to work through
Yes.
that. You decide.
Someday I will come to the end of this main yarn, but in the meantime, you have come to the end of this main yarn podcast episode. So, yeah, thank
Yeah.
you for listening.
So, yep, show notes are at knitwitportland.com and click on the Main Yarn podcast link at the top. That will also take you to, so the show notes will include our contact information, our link to our Ravelry group. What else? Links to most of the stuff we talked about here that we have links for. And that's about it. So go make use of those.
Yeah,
So,
happy knitting.
yeah, bye.